Information right now and the link at hebronfund.org. Again, that's HEBRONfund.org, HEBRONfund.org, HebronFund.org. During this hour each year, we have the unique privilege of speaking to a whole bunch of our friends in the holy city of Hebron. We start with Yoni Bleichbard, who we know for many, many years. Wonderful guy. He's chief security officer in Hebron. And he could update us about what's happening during this unique year in the holy city. Yoni, shalom, shalom. Welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you so much. Welcome. Good morning from Hebron.
Amazing to speak to you. You know, security is your main focus, and it's such an important focus. Has there been a very different security situation during COVID-19 in Hebron, or it's very similar to what we remember in a regular year?
I don't know if the word very different is appropriate. I think it's more than very different. You know, we've been experiencing lockdowns. We've been experiencing soldiers who are on lockdown, on base for months and months. Right. And I could share a personal story that just happened today. My son is in a special unit, and he was planning on coming home for Shabbat after being a month away. But unfortunately, one of his soldiers has a virus. So now they're all staying on base together with him for the next 2-3 weeks. And, you know, Be'ezrat Hashem, we hope that after that they'll come home. But that's one of the challenges our soldiers everywhere face, not only in Hebron, but especially in Hebron. And one of my missions this year is to take care of these soldiers, because first of all, we're thankful to them for whatever they do, not for the Hebron citizens, not only for the Hebron citizens, but for Am Yisrael. You know, they put their bodies and souls in front of the terrorists in order for us to keep our normal lives. And but furthermore, now when they don't see their homes, we have to take care of them, whether it's with food, with proper clothing, with pizzas, with barbecues, with whatever we can, special, you know, video games to put in their base clubhouse, whatever we can do in order to make them happier. That's one of the challenges.
And a lot of people around the world, frankly, and a lot of people from North America assist in that, because when they support the Hebron Fund and a fund campaign like today, one of the things that the money goes for is exactly what you just described. You know, you really got me thinking now when I asked about the difference between this year and a regular year, because in addition to what you just described, very concerned about the soldiers, and frankly, every time we heard about units that were getting sick or were quarantined, it was pretty scary, because obviously it limits, you know, their mobility and limits their effectiveness, obviously. I guess you had to make an adjustment because the Jewish and non-Jewish citizens of Hebron, or residents of Hebron, also found themselves over the last many months locked down. And while most people might think that that helps you as director of security, I could think of scenarios where it would hurt the security situation.
So unfortunately, it does hurt, because even though, you know, the virus doesn't differ between Jews and Arabs, but all of their systems are shut down. Their kids are bored. And when the Arab kids are bored, what do they do? You know, some people watch movies, while other people live on the movies, meaning they, you know, they go around, they throw rocks at soldiers,
right.
They make them occupy, they break into homes. It's a different challenge. But on the other hand, thank God, you know, there's not too much of a traveling on the road. So the army is very successful in catching the big real bad big guys. Thank God.
You could say that again. Thank God. And what about those like yourself who are, you know, citizens and residents and have taken the security responsibility on? Is it hard for you to find others to help out because of the COVID situation and their, you know, and their reluctance to, you know, go out and possibly bring the virus back into their home? Have your forces been, you know, the type of numbers that you like to keep in terms of those people who live in and around Hebron helping out with the security situation?
No, not as much as I'd like to have. All the forces and also my department. When we go out, we have special clothing. It's very uncomfortable.
Right.
But we'll do everything in order to maintain security 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, we can't have the chance of being sick. It can't be. Because if we get sick, then even though we say, if Hashem lo yishmor ir shav shakat shomer, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep us safe, nothing will help. But we have to, you know, we have to do whatever we can in order for Hashem to do his job.
No, we certainly understand that. Yoni Blackbard's with us from Hebron. He's chief security officer in Hebron. He's been doing it for many, many years. He just described to us the situation with the IDF soldiers. He just described to us what the security situation is like during Corona and how it's a difficult situation, always even more difficult now. Yoni, you know that you're speaking to a lot of people who are anxious to help the holy city of Hebron. This audience has always been anxious to help the holy city of Hebron. I just alluded to before that, you know, some of the items you need for IDF soldiers, that's something that people could support when they give to this campaign. What else? What are other things that, I should put it differently. Explain to the audience that every time they give to a campaign like this, they are helping the security situation in Hebron.
Absolutely. Not only helping, but, you know, making a change, because a happy soldier is a different soldier. He guards better. Last year we ran a security equipment campaign. It saved lives of people who had the virus. Thank God. Thank God we did not have too many terror attacks. But in the terror attacks we did have, all of the equipment was used over there. And now when you support the soldiers and you give them a good feeling, it's not only the good feeling. It's an ambassador that goes out of Hebron and tells everybody, hey, Hebron is the most amazing place there is. And you know what? Even though I disagree with the citizens, I think they're wonderful people. And that creates a change. It connects people to Hebron, to Eretz Yisrael, and to Am Yisrael. It makes so much of a difference. And not only is every donation tripled, but every donation that goes through my slot goes straight to the soldiers.
Ooh.
The soldier project, whether it's a thermal wear in the freezing cold winter in Hebron that already started, whether it's a treat for soldiers, whether it's helping them with, because of the Corona situation, they didn't have laundry. We bought them laundry machines.
Wow.
On bases so they could make laundry. It makes an impact. It creates a big change.
Ladies,
I don't know who's the real hero, the person who sits in the United States and has everything but gives to the soldiers, or the soldiers that, thank God they're there.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
The campaign is called Even Heroes Need Heroes, and there's no need to describe why the people you're talking about in Israel are heroes, that we know. But I have to remind everybody here that they can be heroes right now, and they can be heroes by going to the website HebronFund.org. Again, that's HebronFund.org, and giving generously. Every time you give a donation today until 6 p.m. Eastern Time, every time you give a donation between now and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, that donation is tripled because of the nature of this cause match campaign for the Hebron Fund. There are many, many things, and I give credit to Dan Rosenstein and the entire board. There are many things the Hebron Fund supports in the holy city of Hebron, some of which we're going to hear about today. But the fact that they are there for all the needs of the Israeli soldiers and the security forces that are taking care of Hebron is a very, very big deal. So these heroes need heroes, and it's our opportunity to be a hero. Go to HebronFund.org, HebronFund.org. Donate now. It ends tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and everything you give is tripled. You give 100, you're really giving 300, etc., etc. Yoni, how are the preparations for Chanukah?
Oh, so it all depends on what we get over here, because we're planning a very big party for the soldiers.
Wow!
That all will be on base with on the hilltop of Abu Simna, where all the Arabs around Hebron will see the giant menorah when we light over there. And it will also give some light and happiness to the soldiers themselves while they're away from home during the holidays. And, as a parent, I know how it feels when you want to have your kid at home. But on the other hand, you know that he is not that sad when he does his army service anywhere in Israel.
Right.
And that comforts me as a parent, and it'll make us more happier if we can give more to the soldiers of Hebron.
Yoni Bleichbart has said it all when it comes to security and what's happening now in Hebron during these challenging times. He's Chief Security Officer of Hebron, and he and I encourage everybody to be a hero, because even heroes need heroes. And donate now, HebronFund.org. The Cause Match campaign goes until 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, and everything you donate is tripled. HebronFund.org. Yoni, todah rabah, Chag Urim Sameach, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Chag Sameach, and thank you all for having us and supporting us, as always.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, this audience does a good job in that regard. Todah rabah, Yoni. More coming up in an hour dedicated to the holy city of Hebron at JM in the AM.